Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Jim Knight's Unmistakable Impact, a partnership approach for dramatically improving instruction is a professional education book focused on school improvement, instructional coaching, and teacher professional learning. Published by Corwin, it extends Knight's long-running work on coaching by arguing that durable instructional improvement depends less on isolated training events and more on respectful, job-embedded learning systems. The book is written for instructional coaches, principals, district leaders, staff developers, and teacher leaders who are responsible for improving classroom practice without reducing teachers to passive recipients of reform. Its central purpose is to explain how schools can become impact schools, places where adult learning is organized so that every student is more likely to experience strong instruction every day. Knight frames improvement as a partnership process, emphasizing equality, dialogue, choice, reflection, and practical application. The book is therefore both a conceptual guide to professional culture and a practical framework for making professional development more coherent and instructionally consequential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, impact schools define improvement by daily instructional quality, not isolated initiatives. A central idea in Unmistakable Impact is the impact school, a school organized around the premise that every student should receive excellent instruction in every class every day. This framing matters because it shifts school improvement away from compliance with programs, slogans, or short-term initiatives and toward the quality of teaching students actually encounter. Knight treats professional learning as the primary engine of this goal, but he does not present learning as an event detached from classroom realities. Instead, adult learning must be consistent, focused, and tied to instructional practices that teachers can use. The impact school concept also gives leaders a way to judge competing demands. If an initiative does not improve instruction in a visible and sustainable way, it should not dominate educators' time. This is a practical argument about coherence. Schools often accumulate reforms without a clear theory of how those reforms change classroom practice. Knight's model asks leaders and coaches to connect professional learning, coaching, collaboration, and instructional targets into one system. The result is a definition of improvement that is concrete enough to guide decisions and broad enough to include culture, leadership, and teaching practice. Secondly, the seven partnership principles make professional learning respectful and non-coercive. Knight's partnership approach is grounded in seven principles commonly associated with his work: equality, choice, voice, dialogue, reflection, praxis, and reciprocity. These principles are not decorative values. They shape how coaches, administrators, and teachers interact. Equality rejects the assumption that expertise belongs only to the trainer or leader. Choice recognizes that teachers need meaningful agency if they are expected to change deeply held practices. Voice and dialogue position teachers as active interpreters of their own classrooms rather than as implementers of someone else's script. Reflection and praxis connect new ideas to disciplined thought and practical action, while reciprocity acknowledges that coaches and leaders also learn from teachers. The importance of these principles lies in their response to a recurring weakness in professional development. Educators are often asked to adopt practices without sufficient ownership or context. Knight argues that this approach undermines trust and reduces the likelihood of transfer into classrooms. Partnership does not mean that all ideas are equally effective or that evidence is ignored. It means that improvement is more likely when professional expertise is shared through respectful conversation and when teachers are treated as responsible professionals. Thirdly, job-embedded professional learning links teacher growth to high-leverage classroom practices. Unmistakable Impact emphasizes professional learning that is done with teachers and connected to their everyday work. This distinguishes the book from professional development models, built mainly around workshops, presentations, or externally imposed training days. Knight's concern is transfer educators may understand a new strategy in a session, but fail to use it consistently unless learning continues in the context of planning, teaching, feedback, and reflection. The book, therefore, supports targeted and consistent learning around practices that have enough instructional value to justify sustained attention. These are often described as high-leverage practices because they can affect student learning across lessons and classrooms. The reasoning is straightforward: limited professional time should be invested in practices most likely to improve teaching quality, not scattered across disconnected topics. Knight also links teacher motivation to usefulness. When teachers see professional learning as relevant to real classroom challenges, their engagement becomes more authentic. This is why the book repeatedly connects adult learning to student outcomes without reducing professional development to test preparation. The goal is not activity for its own sake, but improvement that becomes visible in how lessons are designed, delivered, and adjusted. Fourthly, instructional coaches act as partners who translate improvement goals into classroom action. Knight is best known for his work on instructional coaching. An unmistakable impact places coaching at the center of sustainable school improvement. In this model, the coach is not a supervisor, evaluator, or messenger for administrative directives. The coach's role is to form productive partnerships with teachers, help clarify goals, support the selection of instructional practices, and assist with implementation in real classrooms. This matters because many improvement plans fail between the planning document and the lesson itself. Coaches can occupy that gap by providing ongoing support that is specific, relational, and responsive. Trust is essential because teachers are unlikely to examine their practice honestly if coaching feels punitive or performative. Knight's approach also implies that principals and district leaders must understand the coach's role clearly. If coaches are overloaded with unrelated duties or positioned as informal evaluators, the partnership model weakens. The book's contribution is to show that coaching is not simply a helpful add-on to professional development. It is a mechanism for making professional learning usable, sustained, and connected to the daily decisions teachers make before, during, and after instruction. Lastly, effective adult learning requires coherence, interaction, and attention to implementation barriers. The book also addresses how professional learning should be designed for adults. Knight draws attention to the need for interactive protocols, reflection, and structured engagement rather than long stretches of passive content delivery. This design choice is practical, not merely stylistic. Teachers need time to process ideas, connect them to their classrooms, rehearse or analyze application, and discuss implications with colleagues. Well-designed interaction helps prevent professional development from becoming information transfer without instructional change. At the same time, unmistakable impact is realistic about the complexity of school environments. External mandates, competing initiatives, and traditional habits can fragment improvement efforts. A partnership approach requires leaders to protect focus and create conditions in which coaches and teachers can work consistently. This is one reason the book is more than a coaching manual. It is also a critique of incoherent reform. The limitation is that the model can be difficult to implement in schools where trust is low, time is scarce, or leadership expects quick compliance. Knight's framework offers direction, but it also depends on cultural and organizational conditions that must be deliberately built. In conclusion, unmistakable impact is especially useful for instructional coaches, principals, district professional learning leaders, teacher leaders, and educators designing school improvement systems. Readers looking for a narrow checklist may find that the book requires interpretation, because its strongest contribution is a framework rather than a rigid script. Its practical benefit lies in helping schools align coaching, professional development, leadership decisions, and teacher collaboration around the improvement of instruction. Its intellectual benefit is the way it challenges deficit-based or compliance-driven reform models. Knight argues that teachers are more likely to change practice when they are respected as partners, given meaningful voice, and supported through job-embedded learning. Compared with many books on school improvement, Unmistakable Impact stands out because it connects culture and mechanism. It does not merely call for collaboration, and it does not reduce improvement to technical training. Instead, it explains why partnership principles, coaching relationships, adult learning design, and coherent leadership must work together. The book also occupies an important place in the instructional coaching literature because it links the coach's daily work to a broader vision of whole school improvement. For schools seeking sustainable instructional change rather than another disconnected initiative, it offers a clear and grounded starting point. If you would like to support Jim Knight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.